And it's straight talk time. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first edition of Straight Talk, where we discuss issues of the day and the future of humanity. The Straight Talk podcast is the audio version of the Straight Talk column over at Newsvine MSNBC. You can find Straight Talk on the web at adventurebooks.newsvine.com. I'm your host, Robert Blevins. Tonight, we present 10 Good Reasons to Stop Executing People in the United States, an article that takes a realistic look at America's death penalty. From the Straight Talk column at Newsvine, July 27th, 2007. 10 Good Reasons to Stop Executing People in the United States. I used to be a gung-ho death penalty supporter back in the day. Oh yes, an eye for an eye, that was my motto for murderers. Gas 'em, fry 'em, shoot 'em full of lethal drugs, or in the case of my home state of Washington, hang 'em high. I changed my mind. One of the reasons I did was a series of interviews I did back in the mid-80s with inmates serving long-term sentences. I'm speaking of inmates who have no hope of release unless they suddenly discover the fountain of youth springing up through the floor of their cells, and that is unlikely. I found that for people doing life without the possibility of parole, their punishment really was a fate worse than death. They would stand at the doors of their cells and listen as names were called out daily for release. They went through each day, listening to the stories from other inmates about what those inmates were going to do when they got out, or how great it would be when they could see their families again. But they're not going anywhere. Ever. Meanwhile, over on death row, you hardly ever hear of an inmate fighting back against the guards when his time comes to take that long walk to the execution chamber. Most just go along for the big ride. They figure their life sucks anyway, and death puts an end to all the noise and all the bullshit. Here are 10 good reasons why the United States should abolish the death penalty. 1. It isn't applied fairly. In the federal system, most executions are done under Reagan's 1988 Drug Kingpin Act, which allows executions of anyone involved in a murder who was also involved in a criminal drug enterprise. Although 3/4 of the people arrested under the drug kingpin law are white, 78% of those actually executed under the law are black or Hispanic. In the state systems, a black or Hispanic is a lot more likely to be executed, same as the federal system. Here in Washington State, they gave the Green River Killer a life without parole sentence, while the state pursued the death penalty against other defendants for lesser crimes. In general, the decision to seek the death penalty is not a level playing field for anyone of color or poverty. 2. Innocent people occasionally get executed. Oops. Larry Griffin of Missouri is a famous case. Evidence came to light after his execution that strongly pointed to his innocence. Even the prosecutor apologized. Other cases include Carlos de Luna, Cameron Willingham, and Reuben Cantu, all of them from Texas. Recently, Samuel Millsap, the former district attorney from Behar County, Texas, said this: "I've come to the conclusion that the system, as it relates to capital murder, is simply broken. It's my view, in fact, that because it's driven by human beings, it can't be fixed. The option to put people to death has to end." 3. Too much money, too little return. New Jersey and New York put a hold on the death penalty in recent years, mainly because of the massive cost to taxpayers without visible results. New Jersey spent $250 million prosecuting and handling appeals on cases in 22 years. In New York, they spent $160 million in 7 years, without actually executing anyone. The cost to taxpayers in death penalty cases is staggering and continues to increase. Many people, even prosecutors in death penalty states, are saying these funds would be better spent on more police protection and victims assistance programs. 4. It doesn't deter murder or lower the murder rate. In states performing the most executions, such as Florida, Texas, and Georgia, the murder rate per 100,000 people is double or even triple the rate of non-death penalty states. The average is about 45% higher. 5. Two-thirds of Americans polled have lost confidence in the death penalty. About 60% of these people polled actually still support the death penalty, but now they have doubts about it. The number one reason is the fear that innocent people will be executed. This is a legitimate concern because it's happened before and it will certainly happen again. 6. We're executing people we should not be executing. 26 states have laws allowing the execution of mentally retarded persons. We also execute juveniles occasionally. The last one was Sean Sellers of Oklahoma in 1999. He was 16 years old. 7. We're losing friends fast in the international community. The United States has already executed 14 foreign nationals from 11 different countries. We have about another 82 on death row. These actions are strictly against the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations, an agreement we signed long ago. The International Court of Justice has found against the United States on numerous occasions for these actions. By executing foreign nationals, we have no right to complain if an American is put against the wall and shot in a foreign country. We had it coming. 8. Many of our own religious leaders are against it. You can Google them up whenever you wish. Bishops, cardinals, nuns, priests, Protestant leaders, and others from more faiths than you can count on your fingers and toes. They all say the same thing. It's wrong. Maybe they're trying to tell us something. 9. The death penalty system itself is broken. Endless appeals, poor representation, billions of dollars down the drain, the wasting of time by courts, judges, lawyers, and prosecutors handling the cases and the appeals adds up. In many states that do have the death penalty on the books, prosecutors are often selecting a plea deal just to avoid the problems they know come with a death penalty conviction. 10. Life in prison without parole is actually a harsher punishment. This point was discussed at the start of the article. Not only is this a tougher alternative in many ways than death, it also solves two other problems. We won't be executing any more innocent people, and if someone really is innocent, it does hold out the chance that the truth will be discovered someday. Well, I hope you enjoyed 10 Good Reasons to Stop Executing People in the United States from the Straight Talk column over at Newsvine MSNBC. If you'd like to view the illustrated version of this article on the internet, just drop by http://adventurebooks.newsvine.com and you can find it on a simple search. It's under the articles listed for July 2007. On our next show, we have How Barack Obama Beat Hillary Clinton on the Internet. Until next time, this is your host, Robert Blevins, wishing you a very pleasant good night.